You are listening to On Further Review. I'm Cameron.
And I'm Micah. On Further Review is a conversation that uncovers the fascinating details of the most remarkable sporting events.
Join our discussion of upsets, dynasties, and how one event can be the difference between being a footnote and being a legend. This is On Further Review. So this month on Further Review, wanting to look back, Major League Baseball is now in full swing. We've had some fun results and fun starts to the season. A few no-hitters, which has been incredible. Those are always rare. And I always think of whatever town that they're in, the free furniture that gets given away as every localized, furniture company is like, if they throw a no-hitter, you don't have to pay, for what you bought that love seat or whatever. So anytime there's a no-hitter, I always think of like, oh, the people of Cincinnati or the people of Baltimore just got a whole bunch of free futons. but it's been interesting. I'm admittedly not a huge baseball fan. My house watches a lot of baseball, and that's primarily for my wife, who absolutely loves the sport.
Who does she like? Who is it?
So she kind of just enjoys, the game itself. Okay. We live out here in Boston, so we see a lot of Red Sox games, locally for ourselves. She enjoys kind of watching some of the bigger clubs like the Dodgers, the Red Sox. Obviously she's, throws on the Brewers for me and things like that. And I do enjoy watching the Brewers, and hometown team there. I just admittedly it's not, I don't know what it is about baseball sometimes. It's just not always my go-to, but in the middle of the summer, there's nothing like, cracking a cold one, listening to Euchre for Milwaukee fans, or throwing something on the TV. It's such an easy thing to watch. I love going to, many people hopefully are able to start little by little going to games or taking in, whether it's your minor league team or your major league team, little by little, and some of that, those fun outings that we've just dearly missed for the last 14 months plus, hopefully, keep coming back with that. But we wanted in that light to kind of take a look at something historically from the baseball side of things, kind of being the season, or the sport in season. And specifically looking back on a controversial figure, historical figure, both well known and perhaps unliked, one man named Pete Rose and his impact on the game of baseball, both as a player, as a manager, and as a storyline.
Yeah. Baseball is one of those sports for me where I don't get into it really religiously until about August, where at end of August, I might, kind of see if Cleveland's in the race at all, and then we'll watch it a little more religiously. But it's a great thing to have in the background. You're doing yard work outside, doing something in the house, whatever. You just throw on the TV, go about your day, and every once in a while go back and check the score. It's great in the late innings if it's like a close game to sit down and hey, catch the last couple innings, whatever, catch the eighth and ninth if to see who wins the game.
Right. And I think the duration of the season probably lends to a lot of fans like yourself and myself that might not be sitting down for every game, sitting down for all nine innings. At one point in history, baseball was America's pastime. Like, that was the go-to sport. And I think all the options we have, the length of the season, sometimes the length of the games themselves kind of tends to, I would imagine the majority, the large swath of America, and American sports fans are probably in the same boat you and I are for our major league watching, experience or attention span.
Yeah, no, I mean, every weekend I probably have a baseball game on that, last weekend I had it on the TV just to kind of, go about the day. Yeah. But so Pete Rose, I mean, I don't know if he's only controversial because, we'll get into what the MLB said about him. I don't know if it's that controversial. So I think most of us already know the storyline of Pete Rose, right? Where phenomenal talent, just crazy, crazy athletic, Charlie Hustle. And he goes on and, you know, has a stellar career at the Reds, goes to the Expos, I think with Philly a little bit too, come back to the Reds as a player manager, and then gets caught for gambling on baseball games. So first reaction, what, as a degenerate gambler yourself, what's your take on players gambling on their own sport? How do you feel about that?
Yeah. So I was thinking as we were doing some of the research here, I did think, and I even made jot down on my notepad, I can't be objective on this because I love sports gambling. I really do.
Yeah.
And so, but I can try to look at it through the lens of both 1970s sports gambling and 2021 sports gambling, which I think are different animals. When I think of Pete Rose, I think of two things in quick succession, and that is the gambling issue, number one. Second, effort, like you said, Charlie Hustle.
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah. I've enjoyed putting on some of these plays. And, you know, I know there was an all-star game where he barreled over the catcher.
He just rolled over.
To win. And kind of changed the way that people approach that play at the plate up until, I think it was like 2014, when they changed it where they can't block it for player safety.
Yeah.
That was an all-star game. And this guy is running over the catcher to try to win the game in extra innings. So I think effort, Charlie Hustle, like you said, but the first thing that comes to mind for Pete Rose is the gambling. You know, I just wanted to list a few things for people that might be, you know, maybe some younger listeners that only know about him from the gambling. He has the most career hits. He has the most games played. He has the most at bats, the most singles, the most total bases as a switch hitter, most seasons of hitting 200 or more. He had a 9-year stretch where he hit over 300 as a batting average. He had one MVP, multiple World Series as a player. He had 20 games or more with hitting streaks of 7 or more. He also holds the record, I believe this is current, for most total times on base at just under 6,000. You know, a couple Golden Gloves, 17 All-Star appearances. So the narrative, and one of the things I want to bring to light on this episode is the remembering, the further review of him as a baseball player, and letting that stand alone on its own for what he achieved. On the gambling side of it, I do think it's helpful. I do think it's beneficial to limit players from betting on their sport. I think, again, 1970 to 2021, sports gambling is a little different. 1970s, when he's gambling like this, it's not legalized like it is in a lot of states now. You could bet on horse racing legally at the horse racing facility. Now we have FanDuel, DraftKings, like states that are opening, even the last election cycle, states that are legalizing gambling. I feel a little bit like it's similar to how players in the NFL used to be kind of pariahs for testing positive for marijuana. Like, okay. I think that our country and our nation is changing in its ways of how we view the seriousness of certain things.
I always thought if an NFL player tests positive for marijuana, still but like the team should get pay raise.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
The dollar guys, like, still, it's impressive.
Still running routes. Yeah, it depends
impressive
on
as
the,
hell.
Depends on the strain, I guess. But I think things like that, like it, as a young kid, when a Packer player or an NFL player would get popped for marijuana use, it was such an ordeal and it was such a question of that person's character. And I think that's changed. And I think in gambling, like the idea of sports gambling used to be such a shady endeavor and seen as such a shady endeavor. And that's changed as well. That being said, with Pete Rose, I know he for a while denied the allegations that came to light on the Dowd report, you know, that kind of brought this to light when he was a manager for the Reds. Since then he has admitted that he did gamble, you know, and did gamble on the Reds. He still maintains that he never bet against them, but it's kind of semantics a little bit. For gambling on your sport, I do think it is safe to keep those rules in place. I do think it is safe for leagues, especially Major League Baseball, to prohibit and penalize people from gambling on the sport of baseball while as a player or while as affiliated with the team. And some of that is just their own history that they caused. You know, the Major League Baseball ineligible report or the ineligible list, right? I looked that through because Pete Rose got put on that.
Yep.
And that's a list that you are banned from baseball, having anything to do with any teams, any of their leagues, minor leagues, affiliations, things like that, you are banned. And it's a pretty, it's a decent list stretching back from 1910, 1919, the Black Sox, where they threw the game for money. There's actually a few of those. There's one guy that's banned for selling a stolen car on his car lot, which I thought was kind of fascinating. Right. I was like, whoa, okay. Like you have all the similar things of fixing games, throwing games. And then there's this guy that was just like, you know, I've got this Honda Civic that I have to get offloaded.
Sold the car to the wrong guy, I guess.
Yeah. Actually, it was like 1920 something. I doubt it was a Civic, but so you have this list of people that are banned. Now the ban is not permanent. The idea of like a lifelong ban is not a real thing. You can be reinstated by the decision of the commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
So with Pete Rose, you know, on his gambling, that's the argument is, you know, should he, you know, kind of, should he be reinstated? But to answer just your first point of the gambling side of it, I don't think that players should be allowed to gamble on their sports. It's just that it's going to be really difficult to monitor. I think, but I think there's an integrity to the game. There's a, I think that there's a, you know, there's a lot of pitfalls that could happen if people were allowed to bet on the sport they play. There's just, everybody's looking for an edge. It's so easy to try to, you know, manipulate things or do things like that. I have no problems with a baseball player betting on a hockey game. I have no problem with a baseball player betting on a football game. But especially to their sport, I think that's where a line can be drawn.
To me, it like, gambling in your own sport almost feels like Congress, you know, congressmen and congresswomen trading stocks before, you know, as they get briefed about COVID or things like that. They're just, it's that insider trading thing that seems unfair and doesn't seem, you know, seems
above board, right?
Above, yeah, highly disadvantaged. You know, I'd agree that there's definitely. I'm curious too. I know I'll speculate here. I have nothing to go on than just pure speculation. Well, first off, I don't think Pete Rose gets in the Hall of Fame until after he's dead, after he passes away. I'm curious as to what else might be in the Dowd report. I don't think it's just gambling. I don't think that's the reason why. It just doesn't make sense for a lifetime ban. This is what Pete Rose agreed to as well. Right. This is kind of the part of their settlement thing was that he agreed to a lifetime ban instead of having the contents of the Dowd report, the full contents released to the public. So that's always really interesting to me to see what else might be in there. It's easier to deal with those contents after someone passes away than to deal with them when they're still alive.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably why, you know, he'll never get in while he's still alive. Then maybe after he's passed away, there might be, but then it would just depend on his heirs to see whether or not they're willing to have, you know,
that name. Continue the fight and continue to try to be reinstated.
I know he's not in the Hall of Fame, but for Pete Rose, this almost seems like the best outcome where he can hide his personal dealings, whatever those might be, he can hide that. He's still regarded as one of the best baseball players of all time.
Yeah.
Regardless, you know, people see him kind of as a sort of victim, right? And where that may or may not be the case. You know, we find out he's more akin to I'm not saying this at all. So I'm, you know, be careful. I'll be careful saying this, but if you find out that he's done more unscrupulous things, then, our whole narrative about Pete Rose changed. We have to, you know, figure that out. I think it's probably that's probably why MLB is not restating him, is because they don't want to have to deal with putting me in the Hall of Fame and then dealing with the contents of the Dodd report and having to just explain why they put a guy with that in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah. And to me, I understand what you're saying as far as the other things, you know, perhaps coming out. There were a couple of things that were made known, or at least reaction after the Dowd report. One clip being that no evidence was actually discovered to firmly, concretely prove that Rose bet against the Reds while managing them.
I would be shocked if he did. Honestly, just his personality. His personality is that he would never bet against his own team. Because,
right. And I think his personality has proven, and his words have said that, you know, he was all in. So like part of being all into him was also betting on the fact that what they were doing every night was going to work. Or, you know, or betting, like we talk about managers, coaches, whatever, betting on their players as a, you know, as a moniker, but him literally betting on his players. There was something that came out as far as a statement right after, and it's interesting. It says, whereas all other banned MLB personnel were involuntarily registered, Rose is the only person to be placed on the ineligible list as a result of a mutual agreement. The agreement was Rose accepted that there was factual reason for his banishment, and Giamatti agreed that the MLB would not make a formal finding of guilt or innocence with respect to the allegations to Rose. So it was just kind of a mutual parting of ways, mutual understanding, which to me is why, you know, bringing this up for Rose, as far as the Hall of Fame, there has to be something else. Like, I don't understand if there's this mutual parting of ways and the commissioner at the time states that they do not have proof, or they're not willing to make a concrete decision of guilt or innocence. Like, that was their decision. That was their final mark, was that they did not find him guilty or innocent of the things. Mm-hmm. So to me, it is interesting that, you know, his reinstatement efforts have to date not been successful with that ambiguity. I agree. I think Pete Rose will, for the list of accolades that I read off, and part of the reason I read them off is, I think as a Major League Baseball player and part of Major League Baseball history, I feel like he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame personally. I don't think that will be realized until, like, as you mentioned, until possibly after his death.
I'm gonna ask you this question here. Okay. Let's go this way. And again, I'm going to preface by saying this, that I have no reason to believe this is the case at all. This is merely hypothetical case. I don't want people go out there and saying that I say that Pete Rose did this. So if it comes out where Pete Rose engaged in the kind of activities that, you know, a character like Bill Crosby, right? If it comes out that's the kind of stuff that's in the Dowd report, does that change your mind on whether or not he should get into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I think it would. And that may be just my own moral compass, as it were, because I look at some of the people there have been recently actually on this ineligible list, either managers or people associated with Major League Baseball teams, that are put on this ineligible list for some of their conduct, specifically conduct towards women, or things like that. Like, that to me is something that Major League Baseball has made a point of saying, this is something that keeps you from these post-career accolades. And to be 100% honest, they also set the precedent that betting on baseball while involved with baseball was one of those things that kept you from it. So I personally just think that, you know, not an exception for Rose himself, but a situation by situation idea should be employed for Hall of Fame. Granted, Major League Baseball has said these are the set of rules that keep you from being in our Hall of Fame. And he definitely, we know he violated one of those. And if it was something else as well, then it would be justifiable. I personally, on the morality side of it, you know, those types of things, those types of I hate to even say flaws, because it's not just a flaw.
No.
Those types of, you know, immoral behavior would then call into question somebody's character. And that's maybe the part of this conversation where I can't totally be objective, because I engage in sports gambling. So obviously I'm not morally opposed to it. Like I would be morally opposed to some of the things you're proposing might be, or if they were a part of a part of the equation.
So what, the other thing too, I think of is, so that's option A of kind of what I think could be in the dad report, is something morally, some serious moral, turpitude, whatever it's called, some moral, like you said, flaws or just, immoral decisions. On the other side of it too, that could be possible is in the World Series that the Big Red Machine won, right? Are the ones they played. If there is an outcome that was seemingly heavily influenced by Rose and his betting, similar to the Black Sox in 1919, would that at all influence your decision to let him in the Hall of Fame based on him maybe, throwing a game or convincing someone else to throw a game in favor of the Reds or something like that, where it was in a World Series and there was,
Yeah, I it would. So the idea of fixing a game, I have a real problem with. Again, both as trying to be objective without sports gambling, but even with sports gambling, I hate the idea of somebody fixing a game, an outcome.
This is why I don't bet on wrestling.
Exactly. I mean, come on. Like, we have a hard enough time beating Vegas. You don't need to throw another curve. Or I personally have a hard enough time beating Vegas. You don't have to throw another curveball in there. I would say for the reason to me that Pete Rose is the most fascinating character when it comes to the ban for betting on Major League Baseball is because there's nothing about his character that would speak to him wanting to influence the game itself. You both see his effort. We talked about effort. It's the second thing that comes to mind for me. Uh-huh. When you look at his, at how he played in those World Series games, I think it was the 1970 World Series game, game six, he winds up helping lead them to kind of a come from behind victory, forcing game seven. And in game seven winds up, running past, stealing bases, running past, third, trying to get home, you see the effort of him to make a positive impact on his team.
Yeah.
And I don't think for all the scruples that we can have for his character and his questionable character, because there is a list of things as far as infidelity, there is obviously the gambling things. There's the tax evasion stuff that came out for him, which might be linked to the gambling, is assumed that it's linked to the gambling issues as well, as far as not reporting. So if you're not familiar, the tax, for those that might be listening, the tax evasion was he didn't wind up reporting upwards of $200,000 to $300,000 worth of memorabilia that he signed or autographs. And it's proposed both by supporters and detractors of Rose that those might be to cover gambling debts. That's not factual, but that's assumed. And so I think there are questions of his character. I think when it comes to the legitimacy of fair play and the play of on the diamond, on the actual sporting event itself, I just don't think that it meshes with who we know Pete Rose to be, that he would have in his gambling tried to sway an outcome. I want to give him, I'll say that, I want to give him enough credit based on what I know of him as a player, that his play is what impacted his gambling, or his play is what impacted the outcomes, not his gambling.
Yeah.
In his mind.
So let's assume the best, right? Let's assume that all this is about gambling. That's it, right?
That's what we know. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no moral turpitude. There's no fixing of games. There's nothing like that. Is there anyone more deserving of being in the Hall of Fame who is currently not in the Hall of Fame than Pete Rose?
I don't think so. I will say it's interesting to me because I feel like he is, the difficulty with Major League Baseball is that it makes us as fans with the rules they have and the people that have not been allowed specifically in the Hall of Fame versus the large amounts of people that get into the Hall of Fame. There are plenty of players that have gotten in the Hall of Fame since Pete Rose ended his career that are less deserving than Pete Rose. Plenty of them.
I
personally would say he is probably the person on the outside that is most deserving for what he did for his play. It's interesting to me because he sometimes gets thrown in with the Clemens, with the Sheffields, with the Bonds, Manny Ramirez, with the Sammy Sosa's, the Mark McGuire, you know, like he kind of gets thrown into this banned from the Hall of Fame conversation with all of these PED people. And then Pete Rose. So to me, I think that for what we know to be true, the facts that we do have, that this is a sports gambling decision, I find his absence from the Hall of Fame most egregious.
Yeah, I think it's funny to me that he'll often sign autographs with the number of hits, like 4,000 something hits, comma, zero steroids. So he does get lumped in that conversation. And that's another, you know, different topic is the idea of the, you know, the steroid use, when not guys who are doing steroids should be in the Hall.
Right.
When it was so prevalent at the time frame, I'm you know, like everybody did it. So I might as well just let everybody in.
If you rose to the top of the Hall of Fame.
If you rose to the top of your class that year, I mean, all right, you got more hits on steroids than anybody else did on steroids. So
right. It's kind of the Lance Armstrong debate. Is he, you know, one of the best in his sport when everybody was doing it type of thing? Yeah, I would be willing to sign the petition of having like an auxiliary wing in the Hall of Fame where it's like these guys were great and they all did steroids.
Exactly. But I think Pete Rose is a definitely interesting character, to just his history and being able to. I'm always fascinated by how people play things, right? How they handle adversity and how they're able to what they're able to do with it. And so his ability to take this event and gamble on sports, which again, I think most of us would have a visceral reaction to our senators exchanging stocks pre-COVID, right? We see the news, we're like, I can't believe they did that. It's awful. But for him to be able to do that and still kind of play the victim, right? Not even to sway public opinion or have them forget about it, like what most politicians do, but to turn that into him being the victim, I think is, to me, it's fascinating.
An incredible endeavor. Yeah,
I'm just very, very intrigued by it. I don't know if I agree with it or anything like that. I'm just saying that it's quite fascinating to me what he's able to do.
And it's interesting to see because I definitely would say I am one of the people in the camp of leaning more towards him being blackballed at this point than deservedly out of the Hall of Fame. I did see in looking back through like, okay, what's the precedent? I think that Major League Baseball had a ton of precedent for the decision and a ton of precedent to remain with that decision. I did notice in looking through kind of just, you know, people that might've been banned, people that might've been reinstated. George Steinbrenner was banned, the famed Yankee head there for bribing a private investigator to dig up dirt on a Yankee player via a racketeer. And
yeah, I thought Steinbrenner was banned for hiring George Costanza back in the
exactly. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh man. But he wound up being
George Costanza's escalates.
That's right. Yeah, that's the true story. But so the interesting thing to me is he was reinstated in 1993. Steinbrenner, that is. So I feel like for whatever reason. And maybe there's something that we don't know, but for what we know, it does feel like You know, the old saying, time heals all wounds. And there are some wounds that don't heal from time. Mm-hmm. But specifically for what we know of Pete Rose, it does seem a little, it's a little suspect or interesting to me, my view of it, that he has still not been reinstated. I think both more recently, and I think it was 2004 might be when he wound up writing his book, which basically admitted to it, or his memoir, which basically admitted mm-hmm. to the gambling, where before that he was in it, adamant that he did not, you know, that, yeah. you know, that a bunch of this was false, but it's interesting to me that he, you know, that even now from 2004, you know, 17, 18 years later, you know, that he's still not being, considered, you know, for the Hall of Fame, which I do. I think that as time goes by, I think that as more states legalize, you know, sports gambling, I think that those things will help determine more of the allowance to eventually have him into the Hall of Fame. I think, like, and that's why I bring in the comparison of, you know, marijuana, perhaps. I just think that as a nation, as states get more comfortable with sports gambling, it'll be more and more the question of, now, why is he not in the Hall of Fame? But we have to take historical context into our views of things. And in 1970, what he did was illegal. So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm just saying public perception and maybe new regimes that come in for Major League Baseball commissioners. I do see down the road. I don't think in his lifetime, and I definitely don't think in this current commissioner and organization for MLB will he be in the Hall of Fame. But I do think that eventually they make peace with the fact of his, if it is just the sports gambling thing keeping him out, which is what we're told so far. I do think that that's eventually, there's peace made there, and he's allowed in for his many accolades on the baseball diamond. And even in this podcast, I feel a little bad that we've mm-hmm. spent so much of the time, because the story is the gambling, so much of the time talking about the sports gambling side of it, because that's the thing that Pete Rose is constantly trying to overcome, is reminding people what a good baseball player he was when the first thing that we talk about is his ban from the Hall of Fame.
Yep. I would say that there definitely are things we don't know about this. I think that's, I would be willing, you know, I would bet on the fact that there's things we don't know about the story that we don't know, you know, stuff like that. And to your point too, about marijuana or things like that, just something I always have in the back of my mind too. And maybe this is just the cynic in me, it's the conspiracy theory guy in me too, is that when I see a story break out about something like, you know, an NFL player test positive for marijuana, I'm thinking that there's something going on behind the scenes, and there's some kind of, you know, they're not getting some value for this player. There's something going on. There's some issues that they're having with this player. And that's why the story's being leaked. You can't tell me that the NFL can't keep a marijuana test from getting leaked. I mean, that's like, how many people do, like, you get, so that's, to me, it seems intentional that there's something else going on, and that's why the story is coming out, is because something else is going on. There's some other stuff behind the scenes, and marijuana was just the kind of the easiest way of being able to let that out without damaging the organization, the rest of the team, or even the player to any, you know.
To validate the decision. Yeah, and from human experience, we know, so it would not be within the realm of possibility that this is just the thing they ran with. And there's more under the surface. We know in any of our human experiences, it's seldom just one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like when something doesn't work out, when a marriage doesn't work out, when a relationship doesn't work out, when there's conflict of issues at work or in personal lives, it's seldom one issue, but it's mm-hmm. always one issue that tips it over the top.
It's always that one thing, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you wind up fighting, you know, with the person you love in life over laundry when it was, you know, it was something boiling on the surface of four or five other things that, that transpired before. So it's very possible that the gambling thing is the boiling point for Pete Rose based on just the information we have, I guess is where I'm coming from where, you know, if this is it, it seems like it's not enough. In my mind to keep him from the Hall of Fame and maybe, maybe the mutual, you know, because this is the only case where it was a mutual understanding of both parties, that put him on the ineligible list. Maybe that maybe part of the decision to make it about sports gambling, was Major League Baseball attempt to protect Pete Rose, you know, from like you had kind of alluded to from other things uncovering for him. I don't know why he would be pushing then for a reinstatement. Maybe he just doesn't realize that they had uncovered other things, but,
or maybe he's pushing to keep the victim narrative going on, fully understanding that neither party is going to, going to budge from it.
Yeah. No, that's a fair point.
Cause there's gotta be enough and there's gotta be enough in the report as well for MLB to not want to release the report either. Right. True. There's gotta be some, I would assume there's probably some damage in that report about the MLB as well for both parties to say, you know what, let's, you know,
here's this. Well, I mean, just on the surface, it's embarrassing for the MLB that this went on for as long as it did, you know, like it's probably embarrassing for them that it took them so long to catch them basically. Yeah, it's just he's a very interesting factor. And when on further review here, we want to look at different fascinating things or things that interest us from sports in both historical and near history. And Pete Rose is somebody that definitely pops up when we talk about baseball and these things of, you know, Major League Baseball is probably the league that gets the most publicity and storylines written about their Hall of Fame, who's in, who's not. Most of that being PED related, but this kind of being the outlier aside from that for Pete Rose, you know, and again, I keep coming back to this, the career he had and what he did on as a baseball player,
that's incredible,
you know, kind of stands alone on its own. It's just a matter of, and it raises the question of, are there things morally? And I think that is true, that there are things that we can do as people morally that can overshadow the accomplishments that we perform in our profession, you know, and that to me is a necessary thing in our world. You know, it is necessary to take in the entirety and the scope of one's character, you know, and weigh that against the achievements created.
Yeah, no, that's a warning too, to, you know, you can get as far as you want in your career and you can get all these different lists of accomplishments. All it takes is one really stupid decision and that all goes away. And that's, you know, it can be you can undo years and years of work and just, you know, with one decision.
Yeah.
All it takes is one thing.
Yeah.
And that should scare us, right? That should scare us straight to just making sure that, hey, you know, all of us have worked really hard to be where we're at, right? We have goals in mind and things we want to accomplish for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for our organizations, and in all, you know, don't play fast and loose with that, you know.
Right. You can undo it. I mean, I know the expression about trust, right? And that's something I think for, you know, for Major League Baseball and even Rose himself, you know, mentioned acknowledging his actions disrespected the game, you know, that he loved. You know, he may want to play victim, but he's also acknowledged that, you know, that what he has done has muddied the waters for his own accomplishments. And it just makes me think of the idea of trust, right? Like trust is something that is not easily forged, but easily broken. And that's kind of why he is, that's why there's this debate. Otherwise we would be having a podcast episode about the great Pete Rose and all of his accomplishments and how amazing of an athlete, or not even an athlete, but just how he kind of he had no scouts interested in him. He
ended up
getting through a connection, getting on the Cincinnati Reds minor league team, works his way up to the main squad. Like, it's an incredible story of who Pete Rose is. And
it's an Americana type of story, right? He grew up
hometown kid,
yeah, 3 miles away from the baseball stadiums where the guy's born. It's the kind of things that you expect to see, like in a movie, something like Field of Dreams Part 2 kind of thing.
Right. Right. Yeah, exactly. And it is a warning to people. And I hope that other athletes, other baseball players and things like that look at it too. And understand, as we've taken away for our own personal lives, you know, just how quickly that can be undone, you know, on things outside of even all the good that you're doing or all the success that you're having, how quickly that can be undone by wrong actions or repetitive wrong actions. And again, I've said it multiple times, but in 2021, my view of sports gambling is quite different than 1970s. So the legality of following the rules put in place, you know, and breaking those rules and then dealing, he's dealt with the consequences for the last 30 plus years, as a result of his actions. And actions have consequences, whether they're good or bad.
Yeah, no, 100% right. And something that, the profession I'm in there's a heightened sensitivity to public perception and having good moral character. So it's something I definitely think about all the time, is just making sure that, even there's moral character, then there's perceived moral character as well too. And so that's another part of it, is how I'm being perceived as a moral character too, I think is as well a facet of it too. But Pete Rose, again, just a really interesting character. And if you ever get a chance to go back and watch some YouTube interviews, even some of the ones he's in the last couple of years too, highly recommend it. He's a fascinating individual, and his take his side of the story is always interesting to hear. I think it's fascinating too that there really isn't a whole lot of individuals out there pushing anything against that narrative, right? Mm. There's no, MLB's not coming out saying like, no, we, they're sticking to not letting him back in, but there's no one out there being like, oh no, here's why the narrative, definitely the media narrative is definitely Pete Rose leaning.
Yeah, in his favor, for sure.
But yeah, I would definitely go back and watch interviews with him. He's definitely an interesting character.
He is.
Funny old man.
I think abrasive too. I think there is an aspect where the majority
of that's part of the Cincinnati upbringing too, is just that kind of, he has that Midwestern abrasiveness to him as well too.
kind of that mentality.
Yeah.
And the come from nothing. Like, I don't know. It makes a lot of sense. It is ultimately comes down to to Major League Baseball's, commissioner's decision as far as if he ever is reinstated. So the entirety of the population could be on Pete Rose's side. And if the commissioner is not, it's going to remain as is. But yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think the large majority probably are in where I'm sitting, where, looking at what we know of why he's banned versus his accolades, saying, is this enough to keep, to continue to keep him out of the Hall of Fame? As an aside, I'm absolutely shocked and truthfully, the most shocking revelation from all research done on Pete Rose is that companies like DraftKings and FanDuel and stuff like that have not incorporated or employed this man. Like the ad sells itself. Yeah, you like can't, I know like, something about gambling and I signed up with blank, whoever, you know, whatever company wants of like, there's just the miles you could get out of that. I'm shocked that no one's hopped on that to try to, and maybe he doesn't want, maybe he's like, I don't want to feed into that narrative anymore, but,
or even like his son, like if I'm Pete Rose Jr., you make one of those things and you're never working a day in your life ever again. Like that's
exactly.
It. Work, yeah.
Just sign up. Yeah. Just start becoming like a baseball handicapper. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fascinating to look at a really interesting character and we'll see. Like I said, maybe in our lifetime, he'll get out of the Hall of Fame. I don't think it happens while he's still living, but.
Yeah.
Hopefully the both of us outlive Pete Rose. And, you know, I think I'll turn our favor.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully in our lifetime we see it, you know, come through for him. Or as you mentioned, you know, maybe more comes to light. Either way, just kind of a more resolution. That's the part of the story that's sometimes difficult for me is the mutual agreement of the Dodd report is awesome, but it does leave fans on the outside going, what, where's the resolution? This is a 30 plus year limbo, you know, that we've all kind of been sitting in for him. And maybe after, you know, his life comes to an end, you know, it's something that's revisited and it would be in a different light, you know, to look at, but Pete Rose, interesting character, as you mentioned, interesting idea and kind of storylines. Go back, look at what he was as a player, you know, look at some of the interviews he's posted. Yeah. A lot of the interviews that he gets are based on this topic versus his actual play. But look at his accolades, you know, look at what he was able to do, as you said, not a blow you away athlete, but someone that rose from the ranks of his hometown, Chicago, or his hometown Cincinnati Reds club, and worked his way all the way up to winning World Series and Golden Gloves and All-Star appearances, and the effort that he shows.
Yeah, like to put this in context to wrap up here. So, for those who might be unfamiliar with Pete Rose or not as aware that this is the equivalent of a guy Tom Brady, say like a Joe Montana or someone like that growing up. If Joe Montana grew up, you know, 5 miles away from Santa Clara and played at that and then was banned from the NFL. I want to put that in context of a Joe Montana. I mean, at Tom Brady, cause he didn't have championships as Tom Brady has, but have a guy like, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or something like that.
Yeah.
Won multiple Super Bowls, multiple MVPs, dominant position for years and years and years, hometown kid, and then have them banned from the NFL Hall of Fame.
Right.
I think that's what we're kind of, you know.
Yeah, that's the level of his expertise as a player in his profession.
Like, imagine if Jerry Rice was banned from the NFL. That's what we're looking at right here.
Right. Somebody that grew up, worked his way up, had those accolades. Like he was a gifted player, you know, and somebody that's left out like this. So yeah, I completely agree. It's that's what makes it a fascinating discussion. That's what makes it an interesting, you know, argument. If you have an argument or debate, and I'll feel free to head on over to, I'm curious to see, like, you know, in the court of public opinion, I might post something on our Twitter handle, OFR pod, asking you, you know, do you guys think, you know, Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame today? You know, is this something where the large public just looks at it one way and the commissioner's looking at it another way? You know, it's a fascinating look back at a career that got overshadowed by outcomes after the fact, but a fascinating look back at this continuing decision to keep Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame. that's what we got for on further review today. Like I said, feel free to give us your feedback on this topic, on anything else. Feel free to shoot us ideas as far as topics that come to your mind, as far as you know, things from sports history that you would interest you, that are interesting storylines that maybe we haven't thought of as well. But thank you for joining us on further review. Until next time. Enjoy the summer. Enjoy getting out and being able to hopefully be with people a little bit more. And we'll talk to you next on further review, looking back at sports history.